Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And this is 80s Music Rewind, where we discuss 80s music and culture as only two friends who have been friends since the 80s can.
So sit back and take a listen. This is 80s Music Rewind.
Hey, everybody, welcome to 80s Music Rewind. My name is Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
Anyway.
And is it working?
It's working.
Awesome.
So, so we've had a little bit of technical difficulties with this podcast lately. We haven't been able to tell. But welcome to 80s Music Rewind. We are discussing this week, for your listening pleasure, some of the top songs of March 21st, 1987 from the Billboard Top 100. We're going to talk about 175 today. So we'll break this up into four episodes because this was an interesting year. And we kind of picked this time frame just to kind of like, you know, get a pulse of what was popular in 1987 versus now kind of what is popular. It's a lot of different type of music. I'll just say that.
1987 was a really good year for music.
It was. But like, that's why I picked like 87. I thought 87 is kind of like that good balance because like you had the early 80s was like synth poppy and weird, you know. And then the very late 80s was more like electronic and, you know. But like 86, 87 was kind of like that mesh of in between. It was good. And so I'm just interested to see kind of how this, because today, I mean, I listened to TikTok radio and I'm like, who the hell are these people? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That was so popular coming home from the Blackhawks game the other night.
Okay, what the heck? I don't even think I know that song.
That song?
Yeah.
Are you ever on TikTok? You don't listen to TikTok radio?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think I might have heard that before. Like, just in little bits and pieces.
It was also in everybody's TikToks for, like, 2 years or
whatever. That's probably why I know it. Yeah.
All okay. Right. You want to go with number 100?
Yes. So, number 100 is Fire by Bruce Springsteen. I do like this song.
Hey, little girl.
Yep. Is your daddy home?
Your daddy home. So, this only made peak position was 46.
Yeah.
I thought that got a lot higher.
Well,
are we sure this is the right song and it's not I'm on Fire? This is the right song,
no,
right?
No, this is the right song. Because how would he have two songs by the same name?
Hey, Siri. Play Fire by Bruce Springsteen. Watch
now
a sec.
Now playing Fire by Bruce Springsteen on Apple Music.
This is not the same song.
I'm driving in my car.
This is different.
I like this one, though, too.
Different.
Yeah.
We quoted the wrong song.
It's okay. I like this song, though, too. And he sings it the same way as he sings the other one. Okay. Well, I didn't realize he had two songs very close similarly.
Were wrong.
But I like that song, too.
Number 99 is Change of Heart by Cyndi Lauper, which I love.
We need for your change of heart. And that, I'm pretty sure, is how it goes.
Yeah. So this got peak position number 3 and
I believe
17 that. Weeks on the chart. Mm-hmm. 17 weeks. So that is 3.5 months.
Yeah. But man, that's it had a big drop from the week before. The week before was at like 58 and jumped all the way to number 99. But anyway, number 98, I have no idea of the song. It's called Facts of Love by Jeff Lorber and Karen White. Now I know who Karen White is, but who the heck is Jeff Lorber?
I'm looking it up. What's it called? Facts of Love.
Yeah, its peak position was 27. It was on the charts for 16 weeks.
So we have to know it.
Yeah.
Facts
of Love.
Of. Please hold. Facts of Love by Jeff Lorber. Oh, we know this. It sounds like Jody Watley.
Yeah, it does. It totally sounds like an 80s song.
I don't know it.
Oh, I know it. Yep.
Okay, now we know it. Yep, now we know it. Thanks so much.
Jeff Lorber threw me off.
Yeah.
If it just said Karen White, I think we would have.
Here's the thing that sucks now, because now my Apple Music is going to play all songs by Jeff Lorber. And I'm going to be like, Okay, the number 97 is Land of Confusion by Genesis with the scariest music video, Croft Puppets.
Hate this video.
The Croft Puppets.
I don't even Croft like
puppets, honestly, or whatever they are.
I don't like this song either.
It's okay. It was good in concert. It was a lot better than hearing it. Because I think there was a really good visuals with it, with like the lights and how they did it on the stages compared to like you listening to it on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that was peak position number 4.
Well, that
21 weeks on the chart, Lori. Holy crap.
Well, this next song I don't remember, and it's probably because its peak position was at number 64, and it's only 7 weeks on the chart, but it is called My Baby by The Pretender. Oh, it's not The Pretender, sorry, by Pretenders. I don't remember the song at all. And Ruth doesn't like this group, so, you know.
I'm going to see what it sounds like, though. I don't know this. Nope. Sorry, Chrissy. Don't know this one. Sorry. Sorry, Pretenders fans.
The next song has an interesting title.
He Wants My Body by Starpoint.
Okay. It's number 95, and that is its peak position. It was only, last week, it was the week before, was at number 95, and it was only 2 weeks on the chart.
I mean, you know what? In all seriousness, that's a win for anybody who gets on the Billboard Top 100, but how much of a crappy... He wants my body, not enough to get you off of number 95.
Exactly.
Okay. Is it me?
It's my turn.
Your turn. Go.
Okay. Number 94, new this week on the chart, is Same Old Love, 365 Days a Year by Anita Baker. And so it's the first week on the chart, so obviously there's no other information because it just got on the chart.
Do you know it? No.
Does it look like I know
it? No, we don't know this one. I don't know this one. The next one is World Shut Your Mouth by Julian Cope, which I believe I do know. I'm going to verify that here briefly. But this was the first week on the chart at a number 93. So it did higher than Anita Baker. So let's see if I can find this one in Appella Music. World, shut your mouth. World, shut your mouth. Here it is by Julian Cope. Yeah. I love this song.
I was gonna say, I recognize the name of the person.
I gotta write this down to add it. Oh, I can just add it to my Apple Music right now.
Exactly.
That's why we pay for Apple Music. Yep. I like that song.
And I absolutely love the next song. And number 92, which again was new this week on the charts, is Fascinated by Company B.
I'm fascinated by your love, boy.
Fascinated by your love toy?
Fascinated by your love toy. Do you remember
what she's referring to?
I don't have any idea. Remember when we talked about several podcasts before when my brother had left me, given me a bag of VHS tapes, and we taped MV50 out of Aurora in Chicago with music videos like every Friday night and Saturday morning. I swear to God.
Oh, this one was this on is
over
time, right?
3 years he taped. Like almost 3 years, I would say. Like 89, 90, you know, like 88. This song was on almost every freaking tape. Every freaking tape.
Interesting.
Okay, the next one is 91, Do Ya Wanna Please Me by Samantha Fox, which was originally at 98, came in at 91, 2 weeks on the chart.
I'm sure lots of men out there are probably saying, yes, I do.
You're the one that told me she's married to a woman?
No, someone told me that she was a lesbian. Yeah, married to a woman. About that? Yeah, imagine that.
Interesting.
Well, it's just like, I mean, does it surprise you? I mean, look at the most attractive men are usually gay.
Yep.
So why wouldn't the woman
Why wouldn't we all just... Yep.
Yep. Okay. So number 90 is Someday by Glass Tiger. Its peak position was number 7. It was 21 weeks on the charts. And it,
robbed.
Yep.
Robbed. Mm-hmm. And again, Glass Tiger is that band that I want to see come south of Canada so that we could see them. I would even, if they were playing with a group, like a bunch of people in like some sort of festival, I would even go to Michigan for that. I would like to see Glass Friggin' Tiger.
No.
Maybe. Lori's not into it.
But. I'm sure. Oh, no, I would go see Glass Tiger. I'm sure they're listening to our podcast and like planning.
We know Alan Frew is always listening to this podcast. Come on, Alan, let's go.
No, I was making a weird face because of the next song because I'm like, it's interesting title and I don't remember this group whatsoever. But go ahead.
Kiss You When It's Dangerous by 8 Seconds. That's about as long as it's going to take for me to find this and also listen to it at the same time.
Kiss You When It's Dangerous. So what does that mean?
8 Seconds. Let's see. Kiss You When It's Dangerous, 8 Seconds. Oh, hello. Learn how to use a phone, Ruth. Kiss You When It's Dangerous by 8 Seconds. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody recognize this?
By anybody, you mean me? No.
Anybody listening? Nope.
Yuck.
Nope.
Okay, nope. Then.
Don't like that.
Yes. Mm-mm. So the next one, again, I'm going to have a perplexed look on my face. It's called So Much for Love by The Venetians. And its peak position was number 88, which it is at this week. And it only spent 4 weeks on the chart.
What's the name of it?
So Much for Love by the Venetians.
So Much for Love by the Venetians. Oh, Apple Music says no can do.
Okay, well, there's not even a picture of the group, so that lets you know a lot of stuff, right?
They don't even have it on Apple Music. So
that's how
so much for that.
Okay, so go right ahead with that.
There's Nothing Better Than Love with Luther Vandross with Gregory Hines. That was peak position of 87 going up the charts. Mm-hmm. Last week it was at 96. This is the second week it was on the charts. Mm-hmm. There's Nothing Better Than Love or Good Chocolate.
Well, I would go better with chocolate. Okay, so number 86 is The Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon. And this peak position is 86, which is where it's at today. 3 weeks on the charts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you like that song? Okay.
You know what? You know what song's popping in my head? Isn't Boy in the Bubble. I'm singing Corey Hart, Boy in the Box.
Oh, yeah.
Boy in the Box. And I'm like, oh, I like, no, that's not my song.
Okay. Boy in the Bubble, every time I hear this song, makes me think of Seinfeld in that episode where the kid was in the Bubble Boy.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Number 85 is Caught Up in the Rapture by Anita Baker.
Now, I do know this song.
Yep. And that was peak positioned at 37, 17 weeks on the chart. Last week it was 84. It is down to 85 for this week.
She has a good voice.
Oh my God, so good.
Oh, I love this next song. I love Chicago. It's new this week on the chart, but it's If She Would Have Been Faithful. And I actually heard that song on the radio the other day.
Did you?
I forgot about this one. I'm like, oh, I love this song. Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I love this song too. Very much. It's probably one of my favorite Chicago songs. Again, that's the peak Peter Cetera era.
I know.
Peter Cetera is just...
I know.
Oh, loved him. Okay, number 83 is Hooked on You by Sweet Sensation.
I like this song. I'm hooked on you. You can't go by my voice because I suck.
But oh, I was just looking. Okay, so...
You know this song.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were making a cute face.
No.
Oh,
okay. Also, I have to sneeze. So, it was on 10 weeks so far. It was high point was 64, and it's at 77 last week.
Sorry, I was looking ahead, and the number 81 song I absolutely love. Oh, my God. All right,
are you serious?
Oh, I love that song. All right, number 82 is Stay the Night, but not by Chicago. This is by Benjamin Orr. I don't know this one.
You don't know Stay the Night by Benjamin Orr?
No, it's peaked at number 24.
Oh my God, you know who Benjamin Orr is, right?
Thanks on the chart.
You know who Benjamin Orr is, right?
I don't think I do.
He's from the Cars. Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Okay. But I still don't remember the song.
Oh, this okay, is good. Hold on.
Are you surprised that I like number 81, or are you surprised I like the song?
I'm surprised that you
like, oh, I sing love this song all the time. You oh, know I this know this song. I know this song. Yeah, yes, I know this song. Definitely know this song. It's a great song, by the way. I didn't know that. I forgot about that song. Put that on your Apple Music
list. I did. Okay. I just added it.
I'm going to talk about number 81, even though it's Ruth Elaine's turn, but I'm going to go first.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay, so number 81, it's fallen from number peak point of 40. It was 62 last week, 13 weeks on the chart. Don't Leave Me This Way by the Communards. And you can't listen to, like, there's an original one of this song. You know, the original version, whoever sang it first, stinks. This version is so much better. And then you have to ask, like, when I think you ask for your device to play it, it has to be like, I don't know if it's like the dance version, I don't know, but there's like different versions.
The 12 inch, the remix?
Yeah.
The 12 inch?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, the 12 inch is great.
Yeah. So, it's just like from the 70s, there's a song by, okay, what's that group that sang like "Play That Funky Music, White Boy"? What group is that?
Vanilla.
No,
Ice.
No, from the 70s.
I know. I'm trying to
Casey
think.
Casey and the Sunshine Casey's Band. Right. They sing this song called "Please Don't Go."
Yeah,
it is so.
Please don't go.
No. That's the cool 90s version by KWS. The original version is seriously. This is how slow they sing. Babe. I love it. It's so slow. I'm like, I so painfully slow. I like, I could fall asleep listening to it. It sucks. The dance KWS version from the 90s, kick butt. I'm like, this is the same song. It is the same song. But what I'm saying is the remakes are sometimes better.
All right. The next one is Talk to Me by Chico DeBarge. Chico DeBarge is dropped. Mm-hmm. Peak position was 21. Last week they were at 60, dropped 20 points. 20. Points down to 60 for the week, or down to 80. I'm sorry, it was 60 last week, it's 80 this week. It dropped 20. Peak position was 21. Chico DeBarge, Talk to Me, not having a good week.
Number 79, again, another one that fell big. It's Cry Wolf by Aha. It was at peaked at number 50, and that's where it was the week before. It fell all the way to number 79.
Nine weeks on the chart,
yeah.
There was a point where Aha, like, okay, so again, my favorite Aha song is "The Sun Always Shines on TV." That's my favorite Aha song. It always will be. It always has been. I think it, like, at some point, just they kind of just started falling off, and that's kind of depressing. Again, another band I would see. Mm-hmm. Number 78 is "Showing Out." Get fresh at the weekend by Mel and Kim. That's up from 81. Mm-hmm. You know this song. You do know this song.
Oh, I do?
you know this song because this is the
end. The long silent pause.
Mel and Kim. Mel and Kim. Mel and Kim. Okay. Showing out. Get fresh at the weekend. I'm dancing.
I know. Oh, yeah. Okay. I recognize it now. Yep.
Yeah, it's another one I got.
Okay, yeah. Get fresh on the weekend. Showing up. So, in number 77.
Look at the hair.
Oh, my God. I remember those hairdos.
First week on
the chart, and number 77 is "Brass Monkey" by the Beastie Boys.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, monkey. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that song.
So do I. I love Beastie Boys. I love this whole tape. Yes, I said tape because that's what I had.
Yeah,
it's
tape
1987,
too.
People.
I really need to find that album too. All right, the 76 is an artist that's no longer touring, and I didn't go see his last tour. It's "Meet Me Halfway" by Kenny Loggins, and that was 82 last week. It's 76 this week. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks on the chart. Mm-hmm.
Meet me halfway. Okay, and at number 75.
Wait, is this our last? This is 75.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
"Ain't So Easy" by David and David. It has fallen from his peak position at number 51. Last week it was at 61, and now it's down to 75, 9 weeks on the chart.
And you love this song? You don't know it.
I don't. I don't have to. I'm not lying.
No, I know. I don't know it either. So like, let's look it up.
The number 74 song.
Yeah. Well, that's next time.
I know. Ain't so easy.
And I could just imagine there's a few people out there that listen to our podcast. They're like, oh my God, that song is so good. You guys don't know what it is.
Who's David and David?
David and David. Well, I mean, it's two dudes named David.
Right. Apparently. But is it supposed to be like anybody famous Davids? Like, I should know who they are? Or is it just some, like, random dudes named David and David?
We can stay, we can move along.
Apparently, David and David have some talking to do.
Either way, don't leave me all alone.
Yeah, they definitely need to have a conversation.
I'm sorry about your eye. I find a way to make amends.
What?
Only that sometimes I got to break before I begin. Come on, darling. There's a showdown tonight.
I don't know this.
Did he punch her out?
Is that
what I just heard?
He says, sorry about your eye. I don't know.
Sometimes I got a break before I can bend.
I don't know.
He punched her?
I don't know the song, and I'm not liking it so far.
Ooh, I don't like that very much. Oh. I don't like that.
No.
All right, so that is the 75 to 100 of the Billboard Hot 100 from 1987 for the week of March 21st, 1987. The next time we will record will be 74 to 50 and then wait 74 to 50, 50 to 25, 25 to 1.
Yep,
so it's gonna be a few weeks and we will I'm just really curious to see. I just want to compare. That'll be an episode where we compare the top, maybe after this we compare the Billboard hits from now compared to these Billboard hits, and then we can like just talk about how much music has changed, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I don't know. But there is a song on here that I freaking love so much. I can't take it. I listen to it constantly.
We will get to it.
We will get to it. All right, you guys, if you have any other suggestions for show ideas or anything, please let us know. We're happy to hear from you. You can find us on our socials. You can buy us a coffee. That those links will be on our socials if you want to do that. If you want to support, you can subscribe to the podcast. So you get original content. Please let us know how we could better serve you. Maybe. I don't know. That sounds like we're waitresses. So anyway, we will talk to you again next episode.
All right. Bye, everyone.